Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome and thank you very much for joining us here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, who is going to be telling us about some of the latest vehicles that the staff at the Consumer Guide has driven in recent times. And we'll also talk about some stories making headlines in the automotive world today and also look back at some very cool items. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our regular number. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America. So dial us up at 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Or you can shoot me an email anytime throughout the broadcast. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Bob at BobLongRadio.com or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Right now, let's go to the Windy City of Chicago and welcome one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, Tom Appel. Tom, welcome back.
Hey, how are you, Bob?
Doing great and always enjoy having you here on the broadcast. And we got lots of things to talk about, including a story that you just put up on the blog portion of ConsumerGuide.com about the state of Chrysler and Fiat. Tell us a little bit about this story that's all about Sergio Marchionne and his remarks regarding Chrysler and Fiat in 2015.
Yeah, Sergio, for folks who don't know, is perhaps one of the more compelling and charismatic leaders in the auto industry we've seen in a while. And it's easy to liken him to the likes of Bob Lutz or Lee Iacocca in terms of saying things that I think that surprise people and surprising levels of candor. And Sergio, of course, is credited with the turnaround of Chrysler and what is now the Chrysler Fiat Group, or I should say Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, FCA, and what Sergio Marchionne does every year is that he hosts a press conference at the auto show, which is usually just a wonderful thing to hear. It's usually very candid, very open, surprising things are discussed, and this year was no different. And I had the good fortune to have been involved in the session, and what I did here was compile what I think are the highlights of that meeting.
Yeah, and you've got some really great insights here into the mind of Sergio, who is, as you say, one of the real major players in the automotive world here today. And he talked a little bit about recalls, and he also talked about some troubled transmission problems, and also about the Alfa Romeo brand and its product portfolio right now, and he called it aging.
He did, yeah, and I think one of the interesting things about Alfa, too, is that I think it's a pet project of Marchionne's. He's mentioned it the last 3 years prior, or last 2 years prior, and I think he's more interested in Alfa Romeo than I think a lot of American media are, which is a shame because Alfa was such a wonderful brand back in the 80s, at least, if not a reliable brand, certainly a delightful brand. But he's dedicated to the Alfa brand and keeps suggesting that it will go vehicle for vehicle in its lineup with BMW, which is a tall order because BMW has so many models in its lineup right now.
So they're really going to be rolling out and advancing Alfa with more models. Of course, we've seen now the first two incarnations of their 4C, the coupe version, and now more recently the unveiling of the convertible or Targa top roadster edition of that particular vehicle. But many more vehicles are expected around the bend. I myself haven't had a chance to drive the 4C. How about anybody at Consumer Guide Automotive? Has anybody had some seat time behind the wheel of that vehicle?
Yeah, it's a really tight squeeze for me. Anyone who's seen me know I'm a big guy. But our guy Rick Cotta has spent some significant time behind the wheel and finds the vehicle an absolute delight to drive. It's an incredibly raw vehicle. It is, there's no sound insulation. It's a rough riding vehicle, but if just a very fundamental go-kart like automotive experience is something you enjoy, the 4C absolutely delivers.
Another cool story that's up on Consumer Guide Automotive, written by Rick Cotta, is a press trip that a lot of my fellow journalist friends attended up in Iceland, where the folks at Range Rover launched the replacement for the LR2. This is the 2015 Land Rover Discovery Sport, and I've never been to the country of Iceland, but I know several folks who have been there for press trips and just rave about the beauty of the country and also what a great place to show off a vehicle just like this.
Yeah, and you know what? Our story is no different. Rick came back fascinated by the topography and scenery of Iceland, a country he knew nothing about before he left, and he does write about that at length. Additionally, he came back fascinated by what will be a new sub-brand, or a revived sub-brand, I guess, for Land Rover, which is the Discovery brand. In most parts of the country, what we know as the LR4, for example, is known as the Discovery, but in the U.S., we're still sticking with Alphanumeric for now. But now the Discovery Sport comes online, replacing the LR2, and then we're going to see a Discovery sometime down the road replace the LR4. So they're going to have sort of a tighter rein on the branding of their entry-level products now.
Absolutely. Another really cool story that you've got up, and I love stories about future collectibles. I get emails quite often from listeners wanting advice on whether buying X vehicle is going to be a wise investment down the road, and you guys are shining the spotlight on a future collectible, and I couldn't agree with you more. It's the 2015 Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat. This is the 707 horsepower top of the line Challenger, and had the great fortune of driving it in Portland, Oregon, and fingers crossed, one of these days, I hope maybe I might get a shot to have one for a week as a regular test vehicle. But this vehicle, after spending multiple days at the Amicum auction down here in Kissimmee, Florida, near Orlando, Florida, and it's always fun to see those newer cars that are already highly sought after, even after they're out of production less than a couple of years. And I think this is going to be the case with this particular vehicle. It's got quite a few pros, and of course it's got a few cons as well, but you certainly can't argue with that power plant.
No, you really can't. And then this particular future collectible piece is actually an extract from our sister publication, Collectible Automobile Magazine. So this appeared in the print edition, I think, of the February issue. So that was decided on by the editor-in-chief of Collectible Automobile. That's John Beale. Yeah, and then we essentially say exactly what you just said. This is an amazingly powerful vehicle that is surprisingly easy to drive. There is not a lot of downside besides the initial price and of course fuel economy.
Yeah, it is true. I've been very fortunate this past week to have a BMW M4 as a test vehicle, which is just an incredible machine to say the least. But in comparing the two, of course, they're kind of two different animals, with the M4 being a more all-around athlete and more ready for track duty, whereas the Challenger SRT is more of a grand touring vehicle and a drag strip vehicle, although it does pretty well on the track. It's really not meant for that, but you know, I was noting the ease of driving. Certainly the M4 is an easy car to drive, but I was comparing it to the SRT Hellcat with, you know, 300 plus more horsepower, and I can honestly say that the Hellcat is actually an easier car to drive for long distances than the M4.
Yeah, I agree completely with you on that. I spent some time driving a Hellcat in traffic, which is unfortunate because you want all your time to be at stoplights with nobody in front of you. But that said, it was as easy to drive as any other Charger, or Challenger, I'm sorry.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to go back in time and talk about some vehicles from the 1970s, and you'll be shocked as to see the pricing of these vehicles compared to 2015. We're going to have more with Tom of Hell straight ahead as Auto World continues on great radio stations across North America and live on GCNlive.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, it's MZ from KSCO in Santa Cruz, and I'm too excited to sleep. Have you ever been too excited to sleep? In my case, I can't sleep because I'm engaged in my own fun, wonderful, rewarding business in which I do well and do good, lots of good at the same time. The wheels in my head are always turning, coming up with creative ideas to grow this business and to share it with others, train them for free, and get them to my level of success and excitement. This business has no employees, no rent, and no advertising cost. It's a people business that uses phones, video, email, and online technology to spread a very valuable and timely message about health, wealth, and above all, independence. You can get started in this business with as little as $10, but if you can afford an additional one-time charge of $500, you can jumpstart your success. But it doesn't cost anything to watch a 17-minute video all about this amazing business that you too can join and start doing well and do a lot of good at the same time. Go online to this website, TooExcitedToSleep.net. That's TooExcitedToSleep.net. TooExcitedToSleep.net.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
I want to say hello to everybody listening down in Atlanta on the Freight Radio Station WCFO, and thank Jeff Davis and the entire team there for being so loyal to this program and broadcasting us each and every Saturday. We thank you so much, and we thank all of our great affiliate stations and all the great programmers out there, and also want to welcome everybody listening in online around the world via GCNlive.com. Tom Appel is with us, one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast, publisher of Consumer Guide, and we're talking all about some of the stories that you can check out at the Consumer Guide Automotive website, to consumerguide.com, and then click on the blog, and you'll get the daily drive. And there's all kinds of cool things. And right now, we're going to go back to 1975. Let's see, when I think of 1975 being from Boston, I think the Red Sox going to the World Series versus the Reds. That's right, the Cincinnati Reds. I almost said St. Louis Cardinals. That was in 67. And then, of course, in more recent years, but that was the year of the Carlton Fisk home run during the 1975 World Series, and the Red Sox ended up losing 4-3, but nevertheless, as a young guy, I remember that well. 1975, that long ago, it doesn't seem like it is, but it is, and when you get a look at an article that Tom has written, that you can check out, the five cheapest top-of-the-line big cars of 1975. It's certainly a wake-up call when it comes to automotive pricing. Before we talk about some of the vehicles here on the list, let's talk a little bit about this segment, the segment of top-of-the-line big car. For the most part, you really can't buy a big car anymore, with the exception of the uber high-end extended wheelbase BMW 7 Series or Jag XJ long wheelbase, or Audi A8 long wheelbase, the Hyundai Equus, the Kia 900. There really aren't that many big cars anymore.
No, and that's fascinating, because as late as 77 or 78, Consumer Guide was still referring to as the American large car as a standard. Because that's where the volume was. We're just very large sedans. And they've completely gone away from the American landscape. Sure, we have the Impala and the Taurus and I guess the LaCrosse, but they're not as big as they once were. And perhaps not nearly as rear seat accommodating as these big cars that once roamed the American landscape were.
And it was so popular, like you say, during the decades of really the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. These large cars were quite often the family car. And what we've seen, of course, is the crossover and the regular sport utility take the place of this vehicle in many, many regards. Go back to the 1970s. I mean, really, for the most part, if you wanted a sport utility vehicle, there were offerings like the Ford Bronco and more rough around the edge vehicles. They hadn't brought out the Explorer yet. We hadn't seen that explosion of SUVs and now CUVs that we see in 2015.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And it was in 91, of course, when the Explorer sort of changed the landscape. But I remember very clearly is 1977 when General Motors had downsized its B-body cars, and the Impala and the Caprice were downsized so successfully, and it seemed like the full-size car had a tremendous renaissance. But that went away pretty quickly after that.
It's very true. Well, let's go back to 1975 here, and let's check out some of the vehicles on Tom's list. Again, this is the cheapest top-of-the-line big cars of 1975, the Caprice Classic Sport Sedan, coming in at $4,904. And also there was a Bel Air, cheapest full-size 75 Chevrolet. The Chevrolet Bel Air, a little bit cheaper, $4,358. This is when the Caprice was a really big vehicle.
It was a big vehicle, yeah. And you could see that if you wanted to do something luxurious on a budget, you'd pop about 12% more money, and you could move up to that classic sports sedan. And I'm going to just go ahead and question the use of the word sport as applied to this vehicle.
Yeah. I know the suspensions on these vehicles were based on marshmallows for the most part, and I really didn't know much about the term sport, but again, a different era. Also on Tom's list is from Oldsmobile, a brand now gone away, the 88 Royal hardtop sedan at $5,064. The cheapest full-size Oldsmobile was the 75 Delta 88 Town Sedan at $4,787. And this played into that latter game that was so much a part of General Motors business for so many years, where we had kind of a stepping kind of ladder situation that you moved up from Chevrolet into an Oldsmobile. You couldn't quite afford a Cadillac, but you could get into an Olds.
Yeah, they didn't worry then about brand retention as much as corporate retention. So that if they couldn't keep you in the Chevy dealership, they just wanted to keep you in a General Motors dealership.
Exactly, and they dominated. I mean, when you go back to the 1970s, I believe GM had somewhere in the vicinity of about 30% of the market, if I remember the last statistics that I've read. When you compare that to the landscape today, which has got so many different choices and has really been fractionalized so much, I mean, imagine an automaker today having 30% take of the entire global automotive marketplace.
Yeah, General Motors, too, then had a larger percentage of the total brands on the market, which I think speaks to how much the landscape has changed since then.
Absolutely. Another vehicle on Tom's list from 1975, the Plymouth Grand Fury Brougham. Plymouth, of course, is gone now. $5,067. The cheapest full-size 75 Plymouth was the Grand Fury. Oh, woman across the street from me growing up had one of these. $4,565. So all these vehicles were pretty tightly priced. I mean, it wasn't a huge jump between one of these brands and another, at least in today's speak. I mean, today I think we look at $500 jumps as not being such a big deal. Maybe back in 75, $500 jump was a big deal.
Yeah, it may have been a big deal, but I think that these top-of-the-line cars presented really well on the showroom, too. They had the better wheel covers and the white wall tires and the Landau tops, and there's a lot going on there to differentiate them visibly on the showroom floor. And I think it would be pretty easy for a salesman to move somebody willing into the more expensive vehicle.
Dodge was participating in the full-size vehicle market in 75 with a couple of different vehicles on Tom's list. The Royal Monaco Brougham with its hideaway headlights at $5,262. And then the cheapest full-size 75 Dodge was the Morocco at $4,605. So that one was a bit of a bargain, and certainly interesting to see some of the, like you say, the Landau tops so much dominated back in the 70s. You still see them down here in Florida from time to time. When we come back on the other side, we'll finish up this list, and then we're going to talk about some of the new vehicles that has graced the driveway of Consumer Guide Automotive in Chicago recently. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away. We're coming right back after these messages.
Minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Jay Leno, you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guy. We're talking all about, right now, the most expensive mid-size car, full-size cars, I should say, of 1975, the cheapest ones. I started to get ahead of myself as Tom's got a link to a story here about the most expensive mid-size cars of 1978, but we're talking about 1975 and the cheapest top-of-the-line big cars, and we've already told you about the Chevrolet offerings, the Oldsmobile offerings, the Plymouth offerings, the Dodge offerings, and now we're at the Fords. And before we get into the Ford offerings, I was making a comment before the bottom of the hour hard network right there about vinyl tops or Landau tops, either completely covering the roof with vinyl or in certain cases a half vinyl top. This was very popular in the 1970s. I know my parents liked it. It's very much an American thing. It was kind of driven out of the marketplace as more and more people got into the mode of thinking along the European manufacturers that, you know, don't have things on the vehicle that that don't do anything in the realm of helping the performance of the vehicle. But as I said, living in Florida, I do see some dealers now tacking on some Landau roofs, some vinyl roofs to some modern vehicles. And in a lot of cases, it's a funny sight, Tom.
Yeah, and it's a fairly expensive operation too. This can cost you $2,000-$4,000 to do it. It's amazing the vehicles I see covered with vinyl that people purchased recently and had upfitted by a local dealer. It's my favorite is the Jaguar S-Type, which is now a deceased vehicle, but unfortunately, it was a pretty good-looking vehicle, and it seems really weird to break up the flowing contoured lines of that with vinyl.
Yeah, I've seen it on Cadillacs. I've seen it on CTS Cadillacs and some of the other modern-day Cadillacs. I haven't seen it on the ATS, but Cadillacs. I've also seen it on some Koreans, believe it or not. I've seen it on some Hyundais. Very, very interesting move. But when we look back at these pictures in 1975, all these vehicles had that Ford. As far as their offerings, as far as full-size vehicles, the Ford LTD Landau 5370, that was the price of the vehicle, and the cheapest full-size 75 Ford was the LTD at $4,615. Love a line that Jay Leno has about the LTD, and that's the LTD stands for limited, which translates into we're going to build as many as we can possibly can as long as you keep buying them.
The unlimited.
Yeah, the unlimited. Another thing that's interesting looking at these shots, something we don't see today, and I remember my dad didn't like these. I don't like them either. The fender skirts. That we used to see from time to time. I mean, when you stop and think about it, you know, what was the point of having the back wheel half covered up with like a skirt-like device in its wheel well? Kind of crazy when you stop and think about it.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture here of the 75 Ford LTD Landau, and one of the things it has that the base car doesn't is the hidden headlamps, and the other is the fender skirts you're discussing.
Yes.
And in this particular case, I think it's a styling misstep because it goes a long way towards making the vehicle look heavy.
It does. Yeah, you're absolutely right. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with Consumer Guide, you guys have been around a long time, and tell everybody listening around North America about all the cool things that they can find at consumerguide.com.
Yeah, thank you. At consumerguide.com, we have our new car reviews. So if you're looking for a new car or a used car, we have our used car reviews there, too. That's consumerguide.com. And then we have some more fun at the CG Daily Drive blog. When we drive a vehicle at a press event, when we get a vehicle through the office that we're spending time with one particular model, or if we just decide to do something fun, like talk about the most expensive base model from 1975, that goes on our blog. That's the CG Daily Drive blog.
And you test the whole gamut. I remember once when I was in Michigan and I called up Matt Lever, who was in charge of the Ford press fleet, and he said, the only thing I have to offer you to loan you for a test drive evaluation, easy enough for me to say, is a Ford Transit Connect taxi. So I did take him up on that loan, and I remember driving around Detroit and people thinking I was a taxi. And you guys must have had the same experience because you recently had an opportunity to test drive the new Nissan taxi. Yeah, Nissan is making a taxi. It's the 2014 Nissan NV200 taxi, which is very almost minivan-looking like in appearance.
Yeah, the NV200 has a fascinating history as a taxi. Nissan had negotiated some years ago, 2 years ago, with the city of New York for the NV to be the official vehicle of New York, and Nissan had made certain design changes to the vehicle to accommodate the specifications that New York had put forward for a taxi cab. And then the whole thing came to a grinding halt when the taxi owners had forced an injunction for a number of reasons having little to do with the Nissan. So the Nissan sat on the sidelines until this year and will now be the official cab of New York City. So we'll be seeing those on the streets for the New York Auto Show. Folks head out that way. And yeah, Consumer Guide was fortunate enough to spend a week in an NV200, and it's fascinating in taxicab form because Nissan has gone a long way to provide people with sort of a turnkey taxi. It has the partition, the safety partition. It has a little video system in the back seat for passengers, and what can only be called an industrial grade and an extremely durable interior. But as a taxi, it works pretty well. It's very maneuverable. There's good low-end power that you're going to want to squirt away from a traffic light. And the handling, especially the low-speed maneuverability, is excellent.
Very good. Good information to pass along to our listeners. Let's talk about an all-wheel drive vehicle from Buick that you guys had an opportunity to drive recently, and perfect timing to have an all-wheel drive vehicle in the winter in Chicago. This is a 2015 Regal GS in all-wheel drive configuration, and this Regal is quite a bit different from the Regals of yesteryear. It's very European influenced. How was it in all-wheel drive configuration?
Oh, it's excellent. The 2-liter turbocharged engine that General Motors has put in a number of vehicles, including the Regal and the Cadillac ATS, is really a refined little motor that feels very much like a more robust V6. But we did have a chance to drive the all-wheel drive Regal in snow, and I couldn't ask for more traction. It did very well in the snow. There was no loss of traction. Very confident.
Another vehicle that the folks at Consumer Guide have had in their driveway to test out is from Mercedes-Benz. It's the 2015 Mercedes-Benz ML400. The ML was the first sport utility offering from the Mercedes-Benz brand, and certainly over the years has become one of the benchmarks. And interestingly enough, if you're the owner of a Jeep Grand Cherokee or a Dodge Durango, there are some Mercedes ML underpinnings from previous generations in that excellent ride from the Fiat Chrysler group. But tell us about the Mercedes ML for 2015.
Yeah, the big news is that the what was known as the 550 model, which had used a turbocharged 4.6-liter V8, which had replaced an actual 5.5-liter V8 that was normally aspirated, is now replaced by a 400 model. And the 400 uses a twin-turbocharged 3-liter V6. So there's mm-hmm. there's a substantial loss of displacement. But, in fact, in regular driving, it's a robustly powerful vehicle and incredibly smooth with improved fuel economy numbers to boot. But the ML, as you mentioned, was one of the first luxury crossovers, and it remains really one of the nicer ones. It is a roomy vehicle. It is supremely refined, rides well, gorgeous interior, and like many Mercedes, is very easy to rack up the price on.
Absolutely.
The sticker on our car came very close to $80,000, so you can do one for substantially less.
When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to talk about Mercedes, and also we're going to talk about the RAV4 for 2015. It's all new, and that's coming right at you after we take a quick pit stop. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
For the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin markets, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. We're talking about all kinds of stories that you can check out at the blog, The Daily Drive, at ConsumerGuide.com. Mercedes' most recent offering, the ML400. And just to follow up on that, I recently had a really cool vehicle from Mercedes for a week. It was a 2015 E400 Cabriolet, and this too had a 3-liter V6 bi-turbo, and as you said, Tom, just like the ML, puts out some pretty decent power, 329 horsepower, 354 pound-feet of torque, and with that 7-speed automatic transmission, the highway number is 29, which is quite remarkable. But the one thing I wanted to point out to you and to the folks listening around the country is it's becoming much more difficult with this numeric naming designation to figure out what's going on here. This is called the E400, yet it's got a 3-liter engine. So the days of when those numbers actually aligned with engines seem to be gone.
Yeah, and Mercedes, I think, is one of the primary culprits here, and BMW also. There's absolutely no relationship between the model name anymore and the actual displacement of the engine.
And it used to be an easy way to figure things out, but again, it's become more complicated times, in my opinion. Let's talk about the latest from Toyota. This is the RAV4 and XLE trim. Tom and his colleagues at Consumer Guide tested this vehicle, and this vehicle used to fall into the category of what we used to call cute utes, but all these small sport utility vehicles or crossovers have grown now to the point that they're no longer cute utes. These are actually pretty large vehicles.
Yeah, the RAV4 is an excellent example of exactly that transition, and I think it almost qualifies as a small mid-sized vehicle now. In fact, Rick Cotta, our managing editor, and I drove the RAV4 to Detroit, two full-size adults, for the auto show, and one saw its outstanding fuel economy. It had plenty of space in that vehicle.
Yeah, a lot of space, and certainly stylistically, Toyota is paying a lot more attention to exterior design these days. We've seen it with the Camry getting, you know, two tweaks in its current generation, and certainly when I look at the styling here of this RAV4, it's a much more bold styling statement, and not unlike the new Corolla, too, than we've seen from Toyota, a very conservative company in the past. It seems like they've realized that in order to compete and stay ahead of the game here, that they've got to step out a little bit on the styling front.
Yeah, and I think they've finally done that, too, that they've gotten away from being so staid. And one of the interesting things I think about the RAV4 and compact crossovers in general is that they tend to walk that line at exactly hitting a price point and popular trim of where the most of the average price of a new vehicle, which is now about $33,000-$34,000. And our test RAV4 came to about $30,000, you know, with a cloth interior, but very nicely outfitted in XLE trim. And it falls right there, I think, when people are thinking about what the average new vehicle is or costs. The RAV4 is exactly on that spot.
Let's go back in time. Another great story that Tom and the staff at Consumer Guide Automotive put together. I remember this vehicle. It's under the category. The name of the article is called Cheap Wheels, 1987-88 Nissan Pulsar NX Sportback. This was an interesting vehicle that you could actually kind of configure it yourself into various different body designs. Hard to kind of put into words, but Nissan tried this and it didn't exactly set the world on fire.
No, there's a lot you could do here. There were available removable rooftop panels to make it sort of more or less a T-top, but the best part was the Sportback top, which is available optionally through the dealership, in which you could convert what would have been a hatchback into something that looks like a wagon. I think we can call it a wagon.
And, you know, it's not easy to find today. I haven't seen one of these on the road for a long time, but I remember back when I was working at a radio facility in Boston, one of my coworkers had one of these vehicles. And, you know, it certainly, as you guys pointed out in the article here, is aged pretty well styling-wise. It doesn't look like it's exactly from that period of 87, 88, and a very versatile vehicle indeed. While visiting the Motor City of Detroit, you guys took a look at what is a thinly disguised concept variant of the next coupe from Infiniti. I've had a lot of Q60s for test vehicles in the past year. I think I've had just about every incarnation from all-wheel drive to the IPL version, and I like the Q60. It's in the convertible, the retractable hardtop convertible. I've had that one as well. I really like that vehicle, and I think this styling exercise, this concept vehicle that we saw in Detroit, if that's a look at the next generation of this vehicle, it's going to be an even better looking offering in next generation form.
Yeah, I agree with you completely, too. What were once Infiniti's G-Series vehicles, most popularly the G37, have come into their own now, and now that they're using the Q designations, and they've separated the coupe and the sedan, and not only in name, Q50 and Q60, but also they're making much more significant style differentiations now as well. And, yeah, I love these vehicles, and I'm looking forward to really driving this, especially because it looks fantastic. Concept form.
One thing that I've always noticed about the G, you know, what used to be G35, G37, Q60 now, and you could say it's the sedan counterpart too, is I think in order to compete with some of the Germans, BMW in particular, when you drive these vehicles today, the steering seems quite heavy, and I think it was done, of course, on purpose to give more road feel. But it's interesting, being in the BMW M4 that I'm in this week, which has now got electric power steering, can be adjusted three different ways. There's a comfort setting, there's a sport setting, and there's a sport plus setting. And it doesn't have that kind of heavy feel that the Infiniti Q60 seems to have built right into it from the start.
Yeah, the Q60 and the Q50 have this natural sense of engagement. It's heavy steering, but it's really rewardingly heavy steering. It feels like you're part of the car, and I think that's what a lot of people are looking for. And I always thought that Infiniti has imparted in its small sedan and coupe a real sense of character that differentiates it from the German vehicles.
Well, you've got a big event coming up around the corner. Of course, we've got the Chicago International Auto Show. I had a free invitation courtesy of Nissan, but it's my in-laws' actually 60th, if you can imagine. They got married as teenagers. 60th anniversary. So, of course, I had to take a pass, and I told the folks in Chicago, I'll be there. Don't take me off the list. I'll be there next year, but my in-laws are coming down to celebrate their 60th anniversary, so we're going to rely heavily on you, Tom, to report about this big show in Chicago, which is held at a wonderful facility. The McCormick Center is arguably, probably, in my opinion, of the big four venues for auto shows, international auto shows here in the U.S., that being New York, Detroit, and Los Angeles. So this is the best venue of the four.
Yeah, if the bureaucracy of Chicago has ever gotten anything right, it's McCormick Place. It is a fantastic place to see an auto show. And some news coming out of the Chicago show, too, so I'm looking forward to that. We're going to see an all-new Honda Pilot. And apparently Mitsubishi is going to sneak a model out on us that we don't know is coming. So that's exciting, too.
Mitsubishi seems to be trying to get its, you know, it looked like for a while there Mitsubishi was perhaps going to bow out of the North American marketplace. Their electric vehicle wasn't that well received, and they really haven't brought a whole lot of new product into the equation in recent times. But I'm noticing, like you say, they seem to be committed to being here in North America. And be interesting to see what they have up their sleeve in Chicago. Chicago also.
I'm looking forward to that. It does seem that the market has come to them a little bit, as they've been playing primarily in small crossovers, and that is now the growth segment.
And that's true, absolutely. Another thing, historically, we've seen some performance vehicles debuted in Chicago from. Especially from the Fiat Chrysler organization. It'll be interesting to see if they have a special edition Challenger or Charger that they take the wraps off, and be interesting to see what some of the other automakers have in store for Chicago as well. It's always a busy time of the year between the auto shows, and I've been covering a lot of the classic car auctions, so it's been a nonstop period, but always a pleasure to share the microphone with you, my friend. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, a pleasure. Thank you, Bob.
He's Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide. Check it out, consumerguide.com, and you can read all the stories that we've been talking about in the blog section called The Daily Drive. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for joining us.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.